Pope Francis will arrive here in Washington on Tuesday, his first stop on a three-city tour. It will be the Argentine native's first ever visit to the U.S. He'll meet President Obama, address Congress, name a new saint, visit the UN and Ground Zero in New York, and attend the Catholic World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports on what Americans can expect to hear from the first Latin American pope.
In the 2.5 years of his papacy, Pope Francis has stunned the world with his humility and humor, but also with his straight talk about global ills. What he calls the globalization of indifference, the economy of exclusion, and the throwaway culture. Father Thomas Rees, senior analyst for the National Catholic Reporter, says Francis is coming to the U.S. not just as a pastor, but also as a prophet, calling on people to fulfill their duties to the world around them.
Our responsibility to care for the poor, to protect the environment, to welcome immigrants. These are all very challenging ideas in the United States, which means he's going to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
In June, the Pope issued a scathing document on climate change, blaming humans for having turned the earth into an immense pile of filth, with the poor paying the highest price. In July, he delivered a blistering speech in Bolivia, saying that behind the harm being done to the environment is what he called the dung of the devil, the unfettered pursuit of money.
Cuando el capital se convierte en ídolo.
It ruins society. It condemns and enslaves men and women. It destroys human fraternity. It sets people against one another. And, as we clearly see, it even puts at risk our common home, our sister Mother Earth.
Father Rees says the Pope's critique of laissez-faire capitalism, globalization, and consumerism is based on what he saw in people's homes in the slums of Buenos Aires when he was Archbishop.
For him, all boats are not rising. The poor people don't have boats, and they're drowning. And he's going to say that the economic system is not working for the poor, and we need to do something to fix it.
Francis has emerged as a diplomatic player. His biggest achievement was assisting détente between the U.S. and Cuba, which he will visit before arriving in Washington. Massimo Franco, an expert on U.S.-Vatican relations, says the first Latin American pope wants very much to arrive in Washington from the south of the continent.
The pope goes to the U.S. not only as the head of the Catholic Church, but also as the moral leader, and I would say the political leader as well, of Latin America.
Franco says the pope believes the south has lots it can teach the north. John Allen, veteran Vatican analyst for the Boston Globe, says Francis has a strong conviction the United States sometimes overestimates its role in the world.
He would like America to take its role as a member of the global family rather than the boss of that family a little bit more seriously.
In the U.S., the Pope will not just visit the corridors of power. He will follow his motto and go out to the peripheries of society. After addressing Congress, he meets a group of homeless. After the UN and Ground Zero, he goes to Harlem to meet immigrant kids. And after addressing Catholic bishops, he goes to a Philadelphia prison to meet inmates. The U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, Kenneth Hackett, says there are lots of topics the Pope may address.
He may also raise issues about criminal justice, the death penalty, gun violence against African-American young men. I would like him to talk about that kind of thing.
The Boston Globe's John Allen says liberals should also expect to squirm when the Pope speaks about what he calls the ideological colonization of the developing world.
By which he means rich nations shoving a kind of liberal sexual morality, that is family planning, population control, abortion rights, gay rights, down the throats of societies in the developing world. My forecast is heartburn for both left and right.
Francis has been brushing up on his English and consulting friends in the U.S. to get a reading on what he should expect. He's well aware that his visit to the United States is shaping up as the most challenging of his papacy so far. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.